Just a little touch of a free speech issue. TikToker jailed in Indonesia for telling Jesus to cut his hair. Okay. An Indonesian TikToker has been sentenced to almost 3 years in prison after reportedly talking to a picture of Jesus on her phone and telling him to get a haircut. I'll just save it for the end. Ratu Thalisa, a Muslim transgender woman with more than 442,000 TikTok followers, had been on a live stream and was responding to a comment that told her to cut her hair to look more like a man. On Monday, a court in Medan, Sumatra, found Thalisa guilty of spreading hatred under a controversial online hate speech law and sentenced her to 2 years and 10 months in jail. The court said her comments could disrupt public order and religious harmony in society and charged her with committing blasphemy. The court ruling came after multiple Christian groups filed police complaints against Miss Thalisa for blasphemy. The sentence has been condemned by human rights groups, including Amnesty International. Oh, wow. Turns out Amnesty International do reach out to people who offend certain religions. How about that? Who described it as a shocking attack on Ratu Thalisa's freedom of expression and called for it to be quashed. Well, Amnesty International, you do care about freedom of expression, yet you told me to go and fuck myself when I reached out to you for help. How about that? The Indonesian authorities should not use the country's electronic information and transactions law to punish people for comments made on social media. I agree. People should not be punished for comments they make on social media, yet they are. Amnesty International, also, when it came to the Southport people, Amnesty International did nothing. Amnesty International's Indonesia Executive Director, Usman Hamid, said in a statement. While Indonesia should prohibit the advocacy of religious hatred that constitutes incitement to discrimination, not even incitement to violence, incitement to discrimination, hostility or violence, Ratu Thalisa's Speech Act does not reach that threshold. Mr. Hamid called on Indonesian authorities to overturn Ms. Thalisa's conviction and ensure her immediate release from custody. He also urged them to repeal or make substantial revisions to what he described as problematic provisions in the EIT law, namely those criminalizing alleged immorality, defamation, and hate speech. Wow, they're actually asking for the hate speech part to be removed. Why aren't you doing that over here, Amnesty International? Why aren't you doing that over here? Yeah, how about that? Now, you're going over there whenever it's someone insulting, you know, Christianity, that's when you'll go over and defend the person. But if anybody offends any of the other religions, you're very fucking quiet, aren't you? How about that? First introduced in 2008 and amended in 2016 to address online defamation, the EIT law was designed to safeguard the rights of individuals in online spaces because apparently everyone has a right to not be offended, which is stupid. It has been roundly criticised, however, by rights groups, press groups and legal experts who have long raised concerns about the law's potential threat to freedom of expression. Amnesty International don't care about freedom of expression. At least 560 people were charged with alleged violations of the EIT law while exercising their freedom of expression between 2019 and 2024, and 421 were convicted, according to data from Amnesty International. What are your data points for Great Britain? What's your data points for the United Kingdom, Amnesty? Are you even tracking it? I bet you're fucking not, are you? Those charged with offences of defamation and hate speech have included several social media influencers. In September 2023, a Muslim woman was sentenced to 2 years prison for blaspheming Islam after she posted a viral TikTok video where she said an Islamic phrase before eating pork. I mean, that's quite funny. In 2024, itadakimasu. In 2024, another TikToker was detained for blasphemy after they posted a quiz asking children what kind of animals can read the Quran, according to Amnesty International. I don't even get that one. Indonesia is home to many religious minorities, including Buddhists, Christians, and Hindus, but a vast majority of Indonesians are Muslim. And most cases of people found in violation of the EIT law have typically related to religious minorities allegedly insulting Islam. Is Amnesty International fighting their cases? Better they're not. Mr. Lisa's case, where a Muslim woman is accused of invoking hate speech against Christianity, is less common. And funnily enough, this is the first one I hear Amnesty International speaking up about. How about that? Prosecutors previously demanded that she receive a sentence of more than 4 years and immediately appealed against Monday's verdict. Mr. Lisa was given 7 days to appeal. Now, basically, this is this woman's free speech being violated, right? That goes for the woman that ate the pork sausage and the other person that made the weird comment about animals reading the Quran. Maybe it's a cultural joke. I don't get it. I don't even know where they were going with that one. Now, I'm going to say, I don't want to say the things like, as a Christian, I don't call myself Christian. I say I'm trying to be Christian, right? I'm reading my Bible a little bit before I go to bed every night because it's a big, big old book, right? I read a little bit of Bible before I go to bed every night. I go to Divine Liturgy. I pray and everything. But however, I've been doing that for a few months. It's not a case of pray a couple of times, read a bit of scripture and go to Divine Liturgy a few times, say the Jesus prayer once or twice. I mean, it's actually a lot more than that because Orthodox. And then bang, bang, boom, that's it. You're a Christian. I haven't checked, but I'm pretty certain that's not how it works, right? I'm pretty sure a lot more work goes into it than that, right? So whenever anybody asks if I'm Christian, I say I'm trying to be, right? But even like as someone that's trying to be a Christian, I'm not offended by this as a basic bitch comment. Like, Jesus should get a haircut. Christianity destroyed. Like, I don't get it. It just sounds like a silly little comment. I don't understand. Like, I can't even if I was trying my hardest, I can't find the offense in this. And apparently that's worth like nearly 3 years in prison. Right, I'll admit, I've said so much worse, and I've seen people say so much worse about other religions, right? I mean, I think going around saying, like, Muhammad is a paedophile and stuff like that is definitely something, I mean, he was. But it's like that, sometimes you can say that and not get prison time, but this is like a basic bitch comment. Like, this isn't that offensive. Jesus get a haircut. I don't know what haircut Jesus would get. Maybe a bowl cut like Oliver Tree. I mean, maybe that would work. Or maybe, what are you going to do if Jesus came in with a short back and sides? Right, all slicked back. The buddy Christ, like that thing. Right, as far as like religious hatred goes, this is probably the tamest one that I have ever seen. Right, and I'm an expert in religious hatred. I do it all the time. I did it this morning. Right, I did a religious hatred this morning on the way to work. No further comment. My lawyer will be very unhappy. But as far as religious hatred goes, this is the most basic bitch, tamest example that I've ever seen. And this woman gets 3 years in jail for it. I think, I mean, I would definitely, if any of you were planning on going there, cancel your holiday to Indonesia.